Good morning and welcome back to Spirit Mornings. I'm Jen Brown along with Bruce McGregor and in-studio guests once again, Bruce McGregor.
We do have in-studio guests with us today. Joining us, Father Owen Cordy, pastor at St. Gerald's Parish in Ralston, and Mary Harper, director of Family Formation and Confirmation. And Father and Mary, good morning. Welcome to the program. Pleasure to have you both with us.
Good morning.
Thank you. Thanks for being here. And today, actually, this caught our eye in a recent events meeting of what's going on at St. Gerald's and this upcoming Family Formation Conference that's coming to the Archdiocese of Omaha. And we just thought we'd invite you here to talk about exactly what this is and how it came about. So the upcoming conference, but really maybe the background information on what this conference is.
Family Formation is a program that was started in Ham Lake, Minnesota, at the Church of St. Paul. It was the pastor, Father Timothy Nolan, who had come to the parish, and he felt that CCD that they had in place at the time, although reaching people, he thought that they could do much better. So he gathered some parishioners, and they began to pray. And family formation is the fruit of that prayer. So what happened through the Omaha Archdiocese is the fact that Father Dan Andrews in Norfolk found it online, and he brought his people up to Ham Lake so he could observe it. They were so excited about it, they began to implement it at Sacred Heart in Norfolk.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just finishing now their third year. Father Cordy brought it to my attention a couple of years ago, and I thought, how does this work? They come together only once a month.
Uh-huh.
You know, we're working hard trying to teach the children four Wednesdays a month. And so we waited and observed, and we visited Sacred Heart in Norfolk on two occasions to see how this works. And what we found were parents excited to be there.
Which is great.
Absolutely.
That's a wonderful sound. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the children were excited. And we noticed they had a visitor's table. And at the visitor's table, there were parishes from the area that were coming to see. So every month they had visitor tables for just parishes to come and observe this exciting new program.
Okay. Very cool.
Yeah. And Father Cordy, how did this come to your attention? And what do you find intriguing about the family formation aspect of teaching our children the faith?
Well, one of the things that we struggled with all the time in religious education is how to involve the parents. It was very, very difficult to get parents to come to any of the activities the kids would have, we set up a program so there would be an hour and 15 minutes, and the last 15 minutes was always some sort of group activity, whether it was praying the rosary or some prayer service in the chapel or some event like that, and we could never get the parents really to come in, maybe a couple here and a couple there, but that's about it. And that's had a history. Even the late Tom Velasic, a deacon in our parish, would go out to the parking lot and encourage people to come in for these things, and couldn't get them to come in. So there was a disconnect between the children's learning of religion and the parents' support of that process. So that was probably the problem that I saw. And then the minute I found out this program was founded by Father Tim Nolan, you know, I had great respect for the program without ever having to read one word of it, because I know Father Nolan. He was, for those priests about my age, he was one of the counselors in the seminary at SJV when I was in the seminary, and I have, you know, great respect for his holiness and his love for the church and love for Scripture. So with that as a buy-in, you know, then Mary started the process of digging, finding out more about it, and we made a couple trips up to Norfolk. I made one of them with some of the catechists, and there was skepticism at the beginning. There was that fear about, you know, we won't have the kids every week, and how will we teach them, and how will they know how will we know that they're being taught? And so it was after a lot of prayer. You know, you still have that anxiety about changing a huge program in your parish, a major piece in your parish, to something totally new. And so we made that choice somewhere along the way in the summer or at the end of the school year, and started the process of setting it up. So Ham Lake provides all the materials, tells you when to sneeze, the program is very well put together. But the part that I loved the most, and I got myself involved in heavily, constantly, all the way through the year, was when the families come together, the parents come to our catechetical session in our gym. And so while the parents are learning the subject matter that the kids are learning in the classroom, they're learning it on the adult level. And then we also, open it up for questions and encourage them in their work with the children at home. So when they go home, like even on the way home, they're already talking to their kids about, what did you learn? And then they can say, well, this is what I learned. And the kids are really excited about the fact their parents are learning the same kind of stuff. And then there's three sessions the parents are supposed to do with their children at home. And I think by and large, the parents have been pretty faithful to that. It isn't like it's been a perfect program, that everything is working, perfectly. But I can tell you this much, that what has happened over the past year that we've had it in place is we have seen a community grow among a group of families that never had a sense of community before. Other than if they went to church regularly, they might see themselves as St. Gerald Parish. But there's that small community within each parish that needs to be there for people to really feel strong about their faith. So, what we saw happening throughout the year was this formation of this family community that wasn't there before. And it you just felt it in the room that there was energy when people came in. Especially started to really feel that after we got to past Christmas and into the second semester.
Father, do you think that one thing that could attribute to this is those adults that are growing in their faith, learning all of this, and their faith is growing right there alongside their children, and that helps that energy that you're talking about? Their faith is growing?
Well, I can't quote every document in the church, but when we were going through this, there's oodles of church documents, official encyclicals and teachings of the church from John Paul II, Vatican II onward, and every one of them, in one way or another, really deals with this whole issue of that it has to be in the family where this happens. Faith has to take place there. And the comments, I did a kind of a oral review with the parents that I think it was the last session we had with them, and Mary was out of the room at the time, and I just wish she could have been there to hear. There was about 7 or 8 comments that were made, and it was just like, whoa, this is really something. These parents are just excited about their faith more now. We haven't taken any surveys on this, but we think that there's probably better church attendance among the families than there was before. Yeah. So it is trying to teach religion and support the parents in the being the first teachers of their children in the ways of faith.
Right. Now, we do want to talk, we'll mention this a couple of times during our conversation here this morning. There is a family formation conference coming to the Archdiocese of Omaha. And, Mary, do you have all the factoids on that? It's coming up, the 22nd of May at Pro Sanctity?
Yes, 22nd of May from 9 to 3. And we are inviting dioceses from 5 states to join us for information or affirmation. So we will have 2 sessions on, and they'll parallel each other. In the morning, we will have Father Dan Andrews as our keynote speaker, and then there will be a question-answer period, and some of the catechists from Sacred Heart Norfolk will be there to share their story. The people from Ham Lake will be coming also. And then in the afternoon, we will have 2 sessions, the affirmation and information. So for those people who are interested in learning more about family formation, they are more than welcome. So we're inviting everyone, parishioners, catechists, priests, religious, all people to come and just take a look. And it's $15 per person, and that includes lunch.
Okay.
And we will close with a mass, and Archbishop Curtis will be our celebrant.
Oh, excellent. It's a community-building idea, and you really are able to lay it out in the information that you're going to give in the conference, be able to lay out what happens without having to go to, like you guys had to really search it out, go to the evenings. So you'll be able to, in this conference, lay out the information that is going to, where somebody, if they're interested, can go move forward and it could possibly be a part of their parish. Is this the idea?
That's the idea. And what the Church of St. Paul will say to each and everyone who is looking at this program, to spend a lot of time in prayer. And that's what we did at St. Gerald's. We prayed for about 5 months before we made the decision. Some parishes take longer in prayer, but that's the key to the success of this.
Right. Now, I notice here that actually there'll be two simultaneous sessions going on here
Yes.
as well.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And one will be for those in the program building community and maybe for those who are interested in bringing their program to their parish. I would think the latter would probably be, you know, the most encouragement to get people out there to find out how all this works.
We have a lot of interest and because people are watching other parishes and seeing how they're coming on board and the excitement that we have and the connection that we now have with families. We have people just sharing with us, and these were people in our parish, but they were strangers before because mm-hmm. they dropped off and picked up. And now we're getting to know them, they're getting to know us, and we're able to minister to them in ways that we were never able to before.
Right. And Father Cordy, I know, you know, the church teaches that the family is the cornerstone of the church. And I mean, I think really the more family involvement that we can get in this, as you were saying before, you know, having the parents intimately and interested and involved in their education, there's a double benefit here to really strengthen that domestic church.
Well, even on the school level, one can point to all sorts of statistics. Public schools can do the same thing, you know, that wherever the parents are most involved, the children do the best in school. And so you know, that's just the human element. That's the way it works. And if you don't have them involved in some way and really supportive of it, and actively doing something at home to contribute to it, then, yeah, you just it's like a stool with two legs only.
Right. Yeah, and catechesis is a very important component of things. I know, you know, since Vatican II and during the pontificate of now St. John Paul II, you know, there was a very intense interest to make sure that things are implemented and implemented correctly, you know, to get people to really know and understand and love and embrace their faith. And Mary, this seems like a great way to go about it.
Absolutely. You know, I had a mother approach me and she told me that the grandmother in the family had died and that at the wake, her son witnessed his Catholic faith because of family formation. And that just gives us goosebumps, you know, mm-hmm. that we are reaching into the family, the domestic church. The Catechism of the Catholic Church tells us that the parents are the primary educators of their children in the faith. And what we're doing is we're giving them those tools. And they are growing with their children. We provide them with questions for on the way home so that they can share with their children just visit with them as they grow closer to each other in their faith. And our lessons that are weekly, that the home lessons that they take with them, they're 1 hour a week. And that covers kindergarten through sixth grade.
Pretty much igniting a fire. And you know what? Car time is so important. People are in the car so much. And that's a great component to build in there. Working together, family time in the car. That's a great idea. I love it. Well, thank you guys for being with us this morning. Would you like, as we were getting ready to conclude, we'll give the information again. We'll give the website. Any other pertinence that we missed?
It's May 22nd, 9 to 3 at Pro Sanctity in Elkhorn. I asked, I went to make arrangements with Jessie Carey, and she said that we can hold up to 700 people.
Nice.
So wouldn't that
there
be wonderful?
There we go. Yes, that would be wonderful. That sounds good. And the website.
You know,
yes, Father.
You know, one of the things that is kind of fun is as we're getting ready for priest transfers, one of the priests made the comment. He says, you know, two laps through the lectionary is enough. I'm going to go to another parish. That's 6 years. Well, this is kind of, it's basically how the program works. You know, it's a three-year program. And then it repeats itself in 3 years. And so if you're a kid in whatever grade that would be, first or second, when you're first starting off in that cycle, then by the time you're in whatever that would be, fourth grade, you're receiving the same information again, but you're at a different level. You're more grown up. And so the kids, you know, receive the information, in a sense, twice over. But it follows a three-year cycle, and it covers the essences of the catechism. And I guess one last thing that would be a dream of mine is that although there's good community among parents in the grade school, the catechesis that the church offers to the parents in our school system is the part that I'd like to see infiltrated from this spirit of this program into my Catholic school. And so I've always dreamed about figuring out how to do that, you know, considering schedules and everything else and use of space. How do you make that happen? Because the materials from Ham Lake are excellent, and mm-hmm. so to use that thematic approach to augment your Catholic grade school, I think could build up the faith there too. Because it's the same issue with parents there. Are they practicing their faith, you know,
together as a family? Yeah, mm-hmm. Sounds like the spirit of this program just really is a beautiful spirit. And
well,
has people on fire.
As parents out there on the other side of the microphones, you've got to be leaders here. You know, you have to take control of things, and nothing more important than the education of your children, that's for sure. You know, particularly as it comes to the teachings of the Catholic Church. Well, Father Owen Cordy, Mary Harper, thanks so much for being here again. It's Thursday, May 22nd, 9 to 3 at Pro Sanctity, the Family Formation Conference coming to the Archdiocese of Omaha. Cost is $15, includes lunch, and Mary, the website where people can go for information.
Familyformation.net.
That's easy enough.
And then
I like that.
The email address is familyfaithconference@gmail.com, and they pay $15 at the door. We like them to RSVP to that email so we have a head count to order food.
Perfect.
Right.
Okay.
Thank you so much for being here, Father. Could we ask you to impart your blessing as we conclude?
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May the Almighty God bless you all. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Father Owen Cordy, Mary Harper, thanks so much for being with us. God bless.
God bless.
Thank you.